is the process that the state goes through when it does a new license plate? I mean, it's one thing to say that the license plate will be blue and gold with an Alaskan flag on it. That's pretty simple. But when it is a design that commemorates the Gold Rush period, it suggests that you might have to go out for some sort of competition and create a committee that would review them and make a decision. And I'm just curious, how do you do that, and what does that process cost?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Ulmer, the process basically is just like you said, individuals or whoever designs for us. We develop a committee that usually someone from the governor's office, Division of Motor Vehicles, someone from the commissioner's office. And it's usually, like in this case, it would be someone from the committee on the Gold Rush commemorative committee, legislators if they wanted to. And we'd have designs, and they would choose that. A lot of times, and especially with some of the special license plates, we had one last year that was for special cars, old cars, and that committee of the club, the car owners club themselves are the ones that design the plate, and we have the final say so over what the actual, whether it's appropriate or whatever for that. It's usually in a committee. Just like the blue and gold with the Alaska flag was a committee that was together even to make the actual design, you know.
But in terms of the cost to the artist or the designers or the compete, they'll either do it for free or they won't do it. They'll submit drawings, I guess, for the design. There's not a cost associated with that process?
Through the chair, Representative Ulmer, there hasn't been so far. The artist, we just submitted something to our plate distributor. I mean, the manufacturing company that makes our license plates, which is out of Portland, Oregon. And they get with 3M Company, who makes the actual paint coverings and stuff, and they do this.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Ulmer. Thank you, Ms. Hensley. And I would only comment, Representative Ulmer, that selecting a design using the Alaska flag is not cut and dried either. It does involve a series of artistic decisions.
But the Gold Rush, how do you, try to visualize that? I don't know.
It's visualized.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, the Committee on the Gold Rush Commemorative has already submitted us a sample design of a drawing that they would like, and it is out, the state of Alaska is outlined, and then it's got a miner with a pick and a gold pan. Kind of symbolized right in the middle of the Alaska, the outline of the state, which it's really quite nice. We don't have that made up on a plate or anything, or even a sample plate, and that's something we could have within a couple of weeks.
I would go on record saying that I would object to that design because the true tool of the miner is the number two shovel. So.
It has a shovel, too.
It's there. It's there.
Yes.
It's in there.
Oh, yes. Okay, you have it. Good. You do have that.
Okay. Back in the pearl.
Okay, if there's no further discussion, we will hold this bill in committee pending a fiscal note. I would only ask that your department might want to assist us. Is the committee interested in looking at an amendment that would allow the plates to be phased in as existing stocks of plates are used up? It's probably, we're talking a very minor cost savings, if any. Is the committee interested in looking at that? Representative Davis.
Mr. Chairman, that's just, I think it was indicated that's pretty much how it will come down anyway.
Pretty much happen that way. Okay, yeah. We won't worry about that. We will hold this bill in committee pending transmittal of a current fiscal note.
And Mr. Chairman, I will add, I will have that fiscal note to the governor's office on Monday morning.
Thank you. Is there further business to come before the committee? I would like to remind everyone that we do have a railroad subcommittee meeting at 10:30 to review the final draft of the Alaska Railroad Report.
10:30 when?
Today.
It's about halfway between 10 and 11.
Is that for the Railroad Subcommittee, or is
yes.
that for this committee?
That's for the Railroad Subcommittee and any interested persons who wish to sit in on the review process. Is there further business to come before the State Affairs Committee? Hearing none, we stand adjourned at 9:53 a.m.
Why don't you let me get up.